moment when man actually walked on the moon. Now let's move along to Montreal and see how things are there.
This is Sheridan Nelson at Man and His World in Montreal, and while the moon may appear just a little bit smaller from our vantage point at Terre des Hommes, it is in fact the same moon, and there are thousands of people gathered on these magical islands to see what's going to happen tonight sometime after 9:32. When word came to these islands in the St. Lawrence that the moonwalk was going to take place possibly some 5 hours earlier than originally scheduled, a hum went through the crowd, and then thousands started to gather here where the CBC has a large 15 by 20 foot Idaform screen for all the people to watch. And one of the interested spectators is the mayor of Montreal, His Worship Mayor Jean Drapeau. Mr. Mayor, where were you at 4:17 this afternoon?
At 4:17 this afternoon, I was watching television as most Canadians were.
What was your reaction when they sat down and Mr. Armstrong said, "The eagle has landed"?
Well, I was feeling as most of my fellow Canadians were feeling, but maybe a little different in the sense that I suddenly thought that this was a great day, a great moment. But it was a great day and a great moment because mainly it was crowning years and years of research and studies. And if human beings now can live a little better on the average, it's because in thousands and thousands of laboratories, there have been scientists, researchers, in all fields of science, medicine, astrology, meteorology, chemistry, physics, and in absolutely all fields of science and knowledge, people have been working for years and years. And today is the crowning day of all these research. And I do believe that it is not the very fact that a man in a moment will be touching the moon, but it is because of all what this represents by so many hundreds of thousands of people who have been working to make it possible that man may feel a little happier or less miserable in the future.
I was struck, Mr. Mayor, by the fact that when they came within the vital few feet of landing, manual control was taken over, and they said that had Neil Armstrong not been there to actually take over, the landing might not have been correct. In spite of all of the technology, it's nice to know that even at that time, they still needed man's native intelligence.
Well, maybe I should say, and I'm right here at Man and His World to say it, this means how man and his world mean it. Mm-hmm. Even in space.
Mr. Mayor, did it bother you that our flag wasn't there?
No, I was informed that because it was a little too late for the suggestion to be presented in time, that the flag of man and his world will be presented. It is suggested that it is presented to the astronauts after their mission is completed.
Mr. Mayor, we're very pleased that you decided to keep Man and His World open for this particular night, the first time since these islands were opened in 1967, and we thank you very, very much.
I thank you, sir.
This is Sheridan Nelson from Man and His World, and to show you we've been doing our homework, we go back to Donald Gordonson in Toronto.
Bless you anyway. If it worked on mission control in Houston, that the moonwalk may be delayed for half an hour. That's the present estimate, is that it will not begin till about 10 o'clock. Now, they've had more difficulty than they thought they would have in getting their suits on.
Mayor, thank you very much.
Now, Walter Sinclair, for further details.